Returned from the service.
I got out of the service the end of June 1963 and moved back to Baltimore with your mother.
What kind of things were going on that you found when you came back?
Well, at 23, I said I went back to work. Right after I'd gotten out, the Gulf of Tonkin situation took off in August of, I believe it was 64, a year later. There was a lot of racial turmoil going on in the United States.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, there was a lot of marching going on in the South. There were some problems going on in the South.
Like what?
Well, the civil rights movement was going on, trying to get blacks registered for voting. There was a lot of terrorist attacks going on.
This was mostly happening in the South?
At that time, I would say a lot of it was going on in the South. I remember, you know, I don't remember any much in the Baltimore area at the time, but it later escalated in the late 60s, you know, when as things got more and more, and they had the March in Washington with Martin Luther King. They had the riots going on in the late 60s, 67, 68. I remember when your mom and I went back home to Germany where she was born. Some of the films that we seen in Germany at that time, I had not even seen in this country. There was
what kind of films?
Horrible things going on. People were sending dogs on the blacks, which I thought was absolutely ludicrous. It was a bad time in this country. The civil rights movement had not really taken off as fast as it should have. I remember being in the military. I served with blacks and whites, and I didn't notice any animosity of this. I went to school with some blacks and in Baltimore, and it just didn't seem that what was going on in the South, in Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, was really part of the United States, but you knew it was. It was ridiculous what was happening in the country at the time. People would treat people the way people were being treated.
Well, how did the people in the North feel about it? What did they want to do about it, if anything?
Well, I think in the North, a lot of people in the North became involved a lot, especially a lot of the students and stuff. They were coming down South. There was voters' drives and so forth going on in Mississippi. I think the people in the South at that time were really uptight about Northerners or Yankees, whatever you want to call it, who were coming to the South to try to help the black people. A lot of fuel was going on, fire, you want to call it. And it was just bad times, and during that time also the Vietnam conflict was starting.
Also President Kennedy had been killed.
Yes, President Kennedy was killed in 1963. I remember that very well. Your mother came up because I had been working at night and woke me up to tell me about it. And I think at that time, if you look at it in history, that's a time when violence in this country became prevalent, where people would say to themselves, my God, someone could just go out and shoot the President of the United States. And then it just mushroomed from there, violence in the country, violence in the schools, violence at the Kent University, Martin Luther King being killed, on and on it went in the 60s. People just having violent acts against one another.
And this never before happened in the United States?
In my time, not to this knowledge.
Just basically
not to my
overseas
knowledge.
And wars and everything?
Yes. Growing up, America was American, and I think people stood behind each other. The 60s were changing times for America. Some of the things I thought had to be changed, some of the things that created from the 60s, I think has led on to the 90s, and whether it's improved any or not, I'm not quite all sure, in my own opinion.
So there was kind of a radical change between the 50s and 60s.
Yes.
How did most people react to this, or
most
how did they
people
adjust?
Looked at them. Most people looked at the 60s, well, you had the drugs that came in, which to me is the biggest problem the United States has had or has right now. I think drugs played a part in it. What's going on culturally in this country today, the war played a great part in it. The Vietnam War. People being killed, people being violated.
Violated how?
Well, during, in the South, people were civil rights were violated. They could not, you know, the vote had to come where they could vote. They would make a lot of them take tests to see if they were capable. That's why the Civil Rights Act passed. Everybody could vote. It happened. It was good that it happened, because if more people would think that there are, should, more people in this country should be thinking themselves as Americans first. That's what everybody is in this country. They're Americans. They live here. They're an American. They're not German American, they're not Italian American, they're not African American. They're Americans. And that's what they should be looking at. But what happened in the 60s created problems for this country, whether it was the Vietnam conflict, the drugs, the civil rights movement, whatever. I personally think drugs were a big issue of what's happened in this country from the 60s. The civil rights were something that had to be done. Whether it's enough, I read today, and sometimes I think that here it is, 1993, and we're preaching for civil rights again, all over again. So here it is 30 years later, and we still have a problem, and I think a problem that's worse now, maybe, than it was back in the 60s, but it hasn't mushroomed yet. But there's a tremendous possibility of it happening in this country before I die, or maybe after I die, or my grandchild will see it. And I hope to hell it never happens.
What were some of the things going on as far as the civil rights? What were the people doing?
Well, there was people marching. There was riots. There was burning of buildings.
Was this happening in the North also?
Yes, this happened in the North. It happened in Newark. It happened in Detroit. Happened down south. 1968, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, it happened. In major cities, it happened in Baltimore. A lot of people were hurt. A lot of people were killed. That shouldn't have happened. It just seemed that that's the way things were going, and the media was showing it on TV at that time, where like in the 50s you probably wouldn't have seen it, or the late 40s on TV, and it kept mushrooming and mushrooming until it almost became a cancer and destroyed this country.
Okay, also the Vietnam War was coming about. What all went on with that?
Again, the Vietnam War, I think between the, there was a lot of young people, there was a lot of drugs going on at the time.
A lot of people. How did that affect anything?
I think the drugs affected a lot. I think the students who were out demonstrating against the war, I think a lot of them didn't want to go into the military. The draft was on at the time. The news media, was it a war that we should have been in? A lot of people blame Johnson for the war and the escalation.
How could they blame Johnson?
Because that Johnson became president in 1963, and at that time, though we were involved in Vietnam, we were not tremendously involved with the amount of personnel that later came about under the Johnson's administration. But the American government started putting militarily or money, monetary money, into Vietnam immediately after the French were defeated in 1954. And it kind of escalated and escalated to a war that they thought they could win to stop communism in Southeast Asia. The Gulf of Tonkin, the sending of troops to Vietnam, students rebelling against old-time people, drugs, free sex, you name it. They did it all.
So the morals of the country greatly declined in the 60s?
In my opinion, they did. Again, I think, you know, everybody talks today about the generation before World War II, and then there's a generation born, the yuppies, after World War II. Well, the poor son of a gun like myself was born in 1940. So I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. But I probably, my viewpoints lean towards the older generation, respect and so forth.
Nationalism.
I believe that what was going on, there was very little respect for law or anything. People did what they wanted to do, demonstrated, marched. I believe the media destroyed the morale of the American servicemen in Vietnam when they went there.
And by how did they do that?
Well, by just saying that we were losing and that we should have got out in 1968 during the Tet Offensive. It was probably one of our biggest victories. Yet the media at that time were saying that we had took a significant loss, and we certainly did take a significant loss, but we defeated the cream of the crop of the North Vietnamese Army and the Viet Cong. But I believe the demonstrations that went on, the media highlighted it. I also believe that our militarily, the war wasn't fought properly. It was a political war. That was wrong. And the demonstrations were wrong. And everything that was going on coincided with the poor people who happened to be over there fighting the war. We're getting no credit for what was going on. The media seemed to be more interested in the demonstration purposes that were going on and whether we were losing the war or not, which in my belief we were not losing the war. Eventually we lost the war because of the American public finally deciding that we shouldn't be there.
You think a lot of it had to do with lack of support from America?
I think there was a tremendous amount of support for Americans, but I think the media did not give that part of it as much attention as they did to the demonstrators.
So you're saying actually the Americans were for the Vietnam War?
No, I said, but there was a tremendous amount of people who supported the troops and what was going on there, but the media was showing more of the things against the war. Again, it got down to the silent majority not going out and doing what they should have done. And this is probably the case you have today. The silent majority who sits at home and says nothing. If you don't become involved, you can't be heard.